You're listening to SBS News.
We're doing it in a holistic way. We're looking at the individual, we're looking at the family, but we're looking at how government agencies will work differently with Aboriginal people. I think that's critical.
Indigenous Australians Minister Ken Wyatt leading the way with the new national approach to closing the gap. In an Australian first, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people will shape the nation's strategy under a fresh agreement unveiled by the federal government. 16 new socioeconomic targets and 4 priority reforms have been established to improve Indigenous outcomes in the areas of health, education, employment, justice, land, culture and well-being. The new agreement has all state and territory governments on board. Prime Minister Scott Morrison describing the announcement as a turning point.
This is a very significant day, and I'm so pleased that we've come to this day. I think it's going to have a very meaningful impact on how we progress to ensure that young Indigenous boys and girls can grow up in this country with the same expectations as non-Indigenous boys and girls. We can have the same hopes, the same aspirations, the same goals, ultimately. It's not an easy road, and there's still a long road ahead of us to achieve that.
4 priority reforms are now in place, meaning governments of all jurisdictions are committed to formal partnerships and shared decision-making, building a community-controlled sector, addressing structural racism within government agencies, and shared access to data at a regional level. Bungri Aboriginal Association is a frontline service on the New South Wales Central Coast that sees the gap the government is trying to close on a daily basis. It is a not-for-profit organisation that was established in 1995, providing services to vulnerable or isolated Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, including children, families, elderly, disabled and disadvantaged. Bungri Chief Executive Susan Naden says steps forward are looking more positive now compared to the original strategy.
The disappointment around the original closing the gap targets did not include housing. To us, if somebody is not safe, doesn't have a safe accommodation, then you can't address all the other any underlying factors or other impacts that's having in their life, such as education, health, well-being, justice, just any other stability in somebody's life. You know, their health and well-being encompasses a lot of things other than just medical. Accessibility, having accessibility to those services that are lacking, such as psychologists, social workers, mental health counsellors. So health and well-being is a big driving force for us.
The deal follows years of failure to meet most of the previous targets, which were set 12 years ago by the Rudd government. The most recent progress report found only 2 of the targets were being met, with progress on improving child mortality, life expectancy and employment outcomes lagging behind. In 2019, the Council of Australian Governments partnered with the Coalition of PICS to refresh the strategy. Now, priority reforms will be measured and reported on annually, while an Indigenous-led review will examine how outcomes are changing, and the Productivity Commission will report on progress every 3 years. Ms. Naden hopes the next generation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples won't have to suffer and that their future is supported by better life and health outcomes.
The one thing that I would like to see for future generations is that they have a voice, that they do have a say in things that affect them. You know, all our communities and regions and states, territories, we're all very different. We're all very individualised in what our needs are for our community, for our people. And, you know, blanket statements and blanket programs has never worked. And I think that has shown across the board is that you just can't implement one shoe fits everybody, I guess.
Indigenous leaders say their direct involvement in negotiating and implementing the new agreement will be vital to substantially improve the outcome among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Mr. Wyatt says this effort will move the country into a new direction by making states and territories equally accountable.
Indigenous Australians are part of every state and territory jurisdiction, and already there are resources allocated to the targeted areas, but where we require additional resources, then we'll ensure that that occurs. That's part of the negotiations and the work that we'll work through over the next 12 months and then ultimately over the life of the agreement. It's no longer just a Commonwealth responsibility. States and territories will take on each of the targets and will report in their own parliaments. We are jointly accountable.
Reducing the number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults in prison by 15% is one of the new key targets. Non-Indigenous males live almost 9 years longer than their Indigenous counterparts, while the gap for women is almost 8 years. Mr. Wyatt says incarceration rates have risen far too high since a royal commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody in 1991.
Already WA, for example, have implemented legislation that removes the mandatory sentencing of people who default on fines. Now, that really impacts on a number of Indigenous women who may report a domestic violence incident, suddenly discover there is a bench warrant. They're incarcerated, which leaves their children vulnerable. The Attorney, and I compliment the Attorney General on removing that impediment. So we will see states starting to look at what are some of those causative factors that see the higher incarceration rates. And for juveniles, what I suspect we'll see is diversion.
Governments have set the year 2031 as the target to close the life expectancy gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. Other targets include ensuring secure and affordable housing, providing education pathways, and maintaining relationships with the land and culture. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.